A new series combined of events offered to discuss and address issues of business and ethics in the workplace is being offered through the Pamplin School of Business at the University of Portland. Learn from professionals who have encountered difficult challenges and hear about the choices they've made. They have another great event coming up, and joining me is Lilia Grundy, the Director of Graduate Recruitment and Corporate Sponsorship for the Pamplin School of Business. She's got all the details. Good morning, Lilia. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend again.
Good morning, Brenda. Great to be with you.
Well, first, Lilia, what's coming up is the third lecture in this series. It began in June. Can you maybe just recap the last two events you've had?
Yes, sure thing. So the Pamplin School of Business at University of Portland introduced a new series called Business and Ethics. And our whole goal was to connect our community, business community, our students, our alumni on topics of business and ethics in the workplace. So during the summer, we've hosted these sessions to launch the series, and we're really excited to come upon the last session for the summertime. We are hopeful that this series will certainly continue. But we're excited to bring now women executives to talk about these issues in the workplace.
Well, it's going to be another great event. It's coming up on August 18th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Women in Business Ethics. So tell us about the speakers for this evening.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful panel. We have John Moore, who is at Intel Corporation. She's the head of the data center group there, joined with Jennifer Anderson, who works at Nike as the Global Finance Operations Director and happens to be an alumni of the Pamplin School of Business. And we have Caroline Braybrook, who works at Michael Baker International, and she's the Associate Vice President. So these women will join in conversation led and moderated by Teresa Trelstad of Trelstad Communications, also serving on the Dean's Advisory Board of the Business School, along with Hannah Pick, who is a program manager at the Dundon-Berchtold Institute at UP.
The evening is titled Women in Business Ethics, and the panel is all women. But is this a lecture that is really just designed for women, or are men encouraged to join in?
Oh, we are certainly encouraging men. Everyone is open to this discussion. In fact, we encourage that. You know, it's funny, it's women in the workplace, but we all work together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, any supporters and allies who are eager to support their fellow women and learn from one another, you know, this is a great way to come together, listen to personal stories, and at the same time ask questions and dive into how we all really make these difficult decisions in the workplace.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. And again, it's coming up on August 18th at 4 o'clock p.m. Lilia Grundy is joining me today. She is the Director of Graduate Recruitment and Corporate Sponsorship from the Pamplin School of Business at the University of Portland. Well, Lilia, you were the past president of Business Professional Women. And Lilia, you value the support that this kind of professional women's group offers. Now you're ready to start a grassroots group here. Kind of tell our listeners about it.
Yes, really. Well, in the midst of planning, you know, and coordinating these sessions for the Business and Ethics series, there became this theme coming to light, which is women are hungry to connect with one another, and especially in our faith. And as a Catholic parishioner myself, you know, especially during the pandemic, it was really difficult to connect with other women when everything was closed down and masses were taken away. So now that things are starting to open up, you know, I'm learning from other women, and not just in one single parish, but parishes really across Southwest Washington and Portland. We all are hungry to learn from one another and managing careers and managing families. You know, how can we share best practices with one another? So, as you mentioned, we're starting this grassroots group. Anyone that is working, and would love to meet other women, we're starting a list and signing up. And the goal is to host a brainstorming session sometime in the fall to really learn from one another and see how we want to shape this group. So we really encourage, you know, if you have friends that are working or know of mothers that are managing a household and would really like to get to know other women, to join us and sign up, and then we'll get you on our listserv.
Lilia, can you maybe share for our listeners from your experience why it's valuable for women to come together to support each other, especially women of faith?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because I think there are so many resources in the church for, you know, youth, for young adults, and even our retired community. But there's a gap. There's a gap for working women, especially full-time working women, because we're so busy during the day and then in evenings with our families that, you know, we have this desire to want to learn how are other women doing it. So it's really important, I think, you know, participating in small groups. I've seen that desire there. We're hungry to meet one another. And so coming together is a great way to learn from one another. There's a lot of resources online, but we also need to connect in person. I mean, that's all about our faith, right? Connecting in community.
And Lilia, let our listeners know where that sign-up list can be found and where they might be able to contact you if they had some questions about this new group.
Yes. So anyone interested, please go to our website at the University of Portland, business.up.edu. Click on that business and ethics banner. It'll take you to our upcoming events, and then my contact information is found there where you can email me or call me for any questions you may have.
Oh, sounds great. And again, Lily, it's been such a great response. Is there plans for this series, Business and Ethics, to continue into the fall, or are you going to hold it off for next summer again?
No, yeah, that's the goal. We want to continue to host these sessions. In the meantime, we do have free learning labs workshops, and they always integrate some aspect of ethics into it. But we're certainly looking to plan some more speakers for the series.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it is an exciting time because summer is kind of ending. Kids on campus yet at UP?
Yes, there certainly are. And we can't wait to see them come fall semester starting here in a couple weeks.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we will definitely touch base again. We'd love to get an update on how your new grassroots program is going. And I'm sure there's always something brewing at the Pamplin School that we'll be able to talk about. Lilia, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Brenda. Take care.
And again, that's Lilia Grundy, the Director of Graduate Recruitment and Corporate Sponsorship for the Pamplin School of Business at the University of Portland. Their upcoming Women in Business Ethics series is on August 18th. It begins at 4 o'clock and it will be online. I will be sure to add information where you can get to that page to register and also contact Lilia if you have any questions. And I'll add those links to the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.